Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Divisional playoff weekend is here, boys and girls. It's very exciting. First of all, I still can't get over the regular season, so what just happened? Man, Key, that went fast. We're already in the divisional round?
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Well, you and Max, y'all look like y'all going somewhere.
Well, Max,
I got a lot of things to do today. I
got very East Hampton right now.
I got three different jobs. I got to prepare for a move. I got to fly. I got a million things.
I knew it had to be some flight stuff going on.
Yeah.
Because y'all both kind of, well, Jay, you got more of a sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
But y'all just got this look about y'all as if y'all getting ready to go on like some free companion tickets or whatnot somewhere because you're dressed up.
15 hours in the airport for no reason.
Key labbed us and said, something's up. Something's going on.
Yeah, you got some old professional look going on, Max.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because when you fly, you're not supposed to have a professional look.
Well, no, it's not just that. I got three shows to do. I got to change out. I can't even get it. Please, don't make me get into all the details. It's too much to even think about. All right.
Anyway.
How are you going to transition that, Max?
That's what I want to know. Insurance, how's that?
I want to know one thing before you give us our Progressive Insurance.
Good.
Yes, I've done.
Are you going to fly in jeans? That's all I want to know.
No, I will not fly in jeans. However, I also won't fly in sweats. I will fly.
So what do you fly in?
Comfortable khakis.
You might as well put jeans on, man.
I will tell
you. Jeans. Why?
I will tell
you
why. Because where I'm going is warm this weekend, like hot actually, and I need to be comfortable. When I get off the plane.
Who prioritizes?
Khakis is not going to keep you comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like
more so than
pants.
Sweats?
Like cotton pants.
You said khakis.
No. Okay, cotton pants.
That's different.
Yeah, but the khaki
colors.
Khakis,
I feel like you're like Coach Harbaugh. You know, you're going to the game like Coach
Harbaugh. No, they're lighter weight cotton pants.
Come on, man. You get your thin James Pierce sweats and you good. Thin. Thin, Max.
Key, you know what?
Then
you know
I got a little cold on the plane sometimes.
Never mind, man. Progressive Insurance.
Oh, wait, I forgot to talk to you about this, Key. So last week I had to call UVA at Florida State. I was going through security. And Noah really gets makes me disgusted. Is you know how you take your shoes off going through security? Like if you don't have like TSA.
You forgot your socks.
The people in front of me had no bare feet. Just, come, wear socks.
To the airport.
You wear the bare feet?
I've been caught.
Yeah, he's in LA, man. He's
no, I've been caught. No, I've been caught like that, not thinking, and I got my flip flops on, and I'm, you know how I dress when I fly.
Yeah.
And when I get, I just like I try to walk on my front toes.
He's a ballerina all of a sudden.
He's doing calories. He's walking through the security.
At that point, I just, and I'm looking around because I know people looking at me and they saying something about me. Walking in there.
That's me.
Oh, I done been caught before.
You.
I ain't even going to sit in the line.
Your feet don't get cold. Like, on an airplane, my feet will get cold. The temperature swings. I need to get just the right balance of just warm enough without getting too hot.
You got to be careful showing your feet. You could have those James Harden feet, man.
No, I don't. I'm good. My knuckles don't talk to me. No, I'm good.
Don't talk to me.
Nuh-uh.
So,
they ain't got no problem massaging my feet.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and Google James Harden feet. You'll see what I'm talking
about. No, I'm just telling you, when you say to be careful, I'm just telling you, my feet are gifted. I'm not worried about it. I ain't sitting around like this.
This ain't feet gifted.
Nah.
Go ahead, Max.
All right, listen. Max. Yeah, I know you're chomping at the bit.
Champing.
It's actually champing at the bit.
Champing at the bit.
I'm trying to give you some love, man. Will you let us talk about your accomplishments for a second? I know you're very
sure. Shy. Here, let me sit up. I love this sort of stuff. What about me?
Keyshawn Johnson knows something about showing out in a divisional round game. Key versus Jacksonville, 1998. Yes, he was playing football in the NFL in 1998.
Look at this footage.
AFC divisional round. Listen to these numbers. You're watching the video if you're watching ESPN2 right
cold?
Now.
Freezing.
9 receptions for a .121, a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown, but wait, a fumble recovery, and an interception. Woo!
Yeah, not bad. You know, I remember that game. I remember coming out, right at the edge of the tunnel. I'm standing there, and Bill, in his voice, walks up to me. He goes, son, these are the games that people – remember, don't you forget it. And you go out there and you have a good time. And he slaps me and, you know, taps me in the face in that Bill look. Because, you know, you certainly want to put your best foot forward in the playoffs. We always talk about this in basketball, Jay. Regular season is great. There's no question about it. Ooh, get in there. Regular season is great. No question about it. But when you come into the postseason in sports, man, that's what it's all about. Because I can tell you now, when you win this divisional round game and you one game closer to the Super Bowl like we were in 98, we go up to Denver, we lose that game. I was sick for probably 6 months. Sick as a dog. It was just like the worst feeling, depression, because you never know if you ever going to get back to a championship, let alone a Super Bowl, but to a championship game ever again. And it took me, I want to say 98, 5-6 years to get back to a championship game before we won the Super Bowl.
But whatever the outcome of the game, I thought of you as a clutch performer, Key, because when the lights shone brightest, for a big personality and a guy that you want to see, okay, now what do you do when the lights shine brightly? You balled.
I don't know about that, Max, with
What's
you.
That?
I don't know. I think it would have been interesting to see, like, if Key were playing now, if Key hadn't won a championship.
Oh, no, I thought of
how
him
you would have
player.
Viewed Key until he won a championship.
No, but I thought of him. First of all, he wasn't the quarterback. I know what you mean. But I thought of him as a clutch player. But Josh Allen is a quarterback. Josh Allen was favored to win the MVP before the season started. He was favored to win the whole thing, the Super Bowl, before the season started. Throughout much of the season, he was favored to do both. DeMar Hamlin got hurt and made a miraculous recovery. They have something to play for larger than themselves. They are advancing. Key, is it fair to question the perception of Josh Allen as this next level, almost like next number one contender to Patrick Mahomes type guy if they lose this weekend?
Well, that's going to go away. It's going to shift. If they lose this weekend, it's going to shift to Joe Burrow. And we will now have questions going into the offseason about Josh Allen, why he can't get over the hump. It's the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady syndrome, right? It's the he can't seem to get out his own way. It's the AFC East. It's the Dan Marino to Jim Kelly syndrome. Can't seem to get out of the East. That's what you're going to be looking at. And it is fair to question the perception of Josh Allen if he loses this weekend, just like we do everybody else. And Jay, you are right in a sense. When you're the number one overall pick, no matter what position you play, if you're not doing something that somebody thinks you should be doing, you're supposed to be the savior of a franchise. And if you haven't gotten them to where they feel they need to be, then they're going to look at you differently.
So, Key, I don't know why this name keeps coming into my head. I know their games are very different. Their styles and their approaches are very different. But I kind of see it trending. If Josh Allen gets knocked out by Joe Burrow, gets knocked out by Patrick Mahomes, like this James Harden-like feel to it, right? Like he does so much during the regular season, an absolute beast, puts up incredible numbers. But when it gets to the playoffs and you feel like you need it, he can't get you over the hump. And I feel like that narrative around Josh Allen starts to become a really big thing. It already kind of became a thing last year, but the rule got changed now because of the way it went down with him and Patrick Mahomes. And now it starts to become a bigger thing, especially if Joe Burrow with this offensive line that is decimated finds a way to beat Josh Allen.
Let me give you another analogy. I think I get that. I feel the same thing. I think of it more like Elway. Elway, although he got to the Super Bowl, right?
Elway was going to the Super Bowl like we was eating Tic Tacs,
no question.
Man.
He got them to the Super Bowl, but he wasn't able to get over the hump till he really wasn't Elway anymore at the end of his career, and they got him a running back. Then he won back-to-back, right? But people forget the perception of Elway back then was, yeah, he's great. He's the chosen one. He's got all this talent.
That's,
oh, my God.
That's fair and true.
But couldn't – now, Josh
but
Allen, I can't
going,
say it's Elway.
Going, though, Max.
What's that?
But he was
yeah,
going.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Yeah, but the analogy is this. He's like Elway light in his career. You can't call him Elway because Elway was winning playoff games, getting to the championship and then losing. But it's like Elway light. When you look at the guy with the most stuff, you go, oh, my God, Josh Allen, the biggest arm. Everyone wants him to win. Everyone wanted Elway to win back then. But it was Joe Montana winning all the Super Bowls, right? It would feel not that because Joe Burrow hadn't won a Super Bowl either. But in this analogy, Burrow is like Montana
and Josh Allen's like Elway, the more talented kind of
guy.
So
what is Patrick Mahomes?
He's a whole different thing. Mahomes is just like, you know, he's on his own. Mahomes has done it all. He's done it all. He's Marino meets, you know, Brady or something. Like, he wins.
Well, Marino didn't win nothing, though.
Exactly, yeah.
No, right. He's Marino in terms of he's just better than everyone.
Is there any cushion
meets for Joe Montana? He also wins more than anyone.
Is there any cushion for Josh Allen considering what happened with DeMar Hamlin? Like, I know as an athlete, there's something we call no excuses. And obviously, there's a lot of, you know, positivity in their direction. But considering what happened, Key, with DeMar, like, do you think, like, if it doesn't go well, like, well, because everything you happened, you went through this year and
it's going to blunt the criticism, actually.
Well, yeah. I talked about that on the show all week long, is that there's a different type of pressure. It's just not the DeMar Hamlin situation. It's the shooting. It's the snowstorms, losing of the lives in the snow. It's all – everything's aligned. This is a team of destiny right now, it feels. You don't have to go to Kansas City if you play Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. You'll be playing them in Atlanta, indoors. Like, it's a, you know, it's just a different feel. So, certainly, if he was to lose this football game, there would be some criticism, maybe not as harsh, depending on how bad it was that he, you know, played. But people would come in the offseason and start to say, well, what is this? Here we go. Y'all selling us this again, and he's only good for 13 games a season.
What would a win mean for Josh Allen and for Joe Burrow and for all the quarterbacks playing in the divisional round? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hey, we are on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU till 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on the ESPN app. You click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio or right there. You can listen to us on your smart speakers. Say play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys?
Yes?
I've got to bring Nuno in for this. We're playing a little game of three words or less. Describe what a win would mean to each quarterback. Like, if each quarterback wins, what would it mean? We got to use three words or less.
You do. And if you don't, Yates, what's going to happen?
You get buzzed?
Oh, yeah, we're going to start, we're gonna start following some directions on this show. All right, three words or less. What would a win mean for Trevor Lawrence?
I think a timer would be better than words, guys. How about 10 seconds? Because we got to count words. It's going to take forever. How about 10 seconds? 10 seconds or less. Can we do that?
Right. Nice.
No, see what I mean? 10 seconds or less. You guys didn't think this through. Three words, it's not radio.
Look at Max. Max going to produce two now.
Yeah, I got to produce this too. 10 seconds. We have a timer. Put it on a timer. Go, Key.
Key.
One, two, three. Then I lost for words.
On his way.
On his way. All right, Jay.
Okay.
Exceeding expectations. I mean, look, for me, frankly, it's about exceeding expectations. Nobody expected him to come back in.
Trevor Lawrence will, if he wins, take another step toward joining the elite because he has that level. Talent.
Three words or less.
No, we're doing 10 seconds.
No, it's 10 seconds?
Yeah, I changed it to 10 seconds. It's because it's not thought out. This was not well thought out.
It was very well thought out.
It was very well thought out.
The strategy is great. You just got to execute the strategy.
You used a million words already.
I said exceeding expectations.
And then you said more stuff.
Two words.
And then you said
more stuff. Because I was explaining myself.
Right. That's more than three
words. Let's go.
All right.
See,
Patrick Mahomes.
Literally three words. It doesn't
matter. All right. Patrick Mahomes in three words or less, or 10 seconds if you're Max.
10 seconds.
Describe what a win would mean for him.
Timing it.
What else is new? I'll see y'all in the championship game.
Keep really
counting words. I mean, what else what else is new?
So I would have one word for it. Standard. It's a standard. That's who Patrick Mahomes is. His standard.
I would say he's approaching Jordan status in that if he gets to another AFC championship game,
this guy.
Five starter years, five. What's next? Ken, you got it. Come on.
All right,
let's get with it, Nuno. You have 10 seconds to ask this question.
Daniel Jones.
Doing three words or less.
Daniel Jones, what would a win mean for him?
He's here to stay.
Money, 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 money. More money.
He'd be a take a step toward joining the elite. Two people are going to start recognizing.
He be? Is
he
that
be,
a
what?
He be? Is that English back?
He be. He be. What's wrong with that?
That little
perfect
smirk on your face.
He be. Okay.
All right, make that one
so you don't want
work,
me to
Max.
Say he be with Daniel Jones, right? I see what you guys are saying, and I resent that. All right,
he be. Is that English? That's all I want to know.
Columbia, right, he be. Man. Watch right. Daniel Jones play. He be.
Next
he be him.
Next quarterback.
He be him.
Jalen Hurts, three words or less or 10 seconds. Describe what a win would mean.
Nuno,
come on, Nuno. Get the question out. 10 seconds or less.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Hey, you can't say
Wait,
that
can't
for
say,
every
he
guy.
You can't say he can't. What?
I said that already?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
He said it for Trevor Lawrence, didn't he?
More proof. More proof that he's the one. That's what it is for Jalen.
Heart for days, man, because he's not right physically is what the reporting is. So if he can do this, that's, you know, that it shows you what he's got on the inside.
Three words or less, describe how this segment's going.
It's like poop.
He be going.
It's like poop, Ron Burgundy.
Joe Burrow, three words or less, what would a win mean to him?
Ice cold. So y'all don't like that?
No, just that, no, it's the format itself. Go ahead.
Joe Burrow.
We're building.
Joe Burrow, I mean, that's Joe Thurrow. Joe Thurrow.
Is that what it means, Joe Thurrow?
Joe Thurrow.
He's
that's
cold,
what it means.
Joe Thurrow. You
he
guys,
is, man.
You guys workshop this segment at all?
That's you buying time. Go ahead. Keep thinking about
yes,
what
Yes, exactly. Slickster.
Yeah. No, validation. It just shows last year's not a fluke.
You just came up with that on the spot.
Yeah.
Well done. After you bought yourself time.
All right.
Well, you got to know how to do these things.
Let's go.
Josh Allen, three words or less. What would a win mean to him?
The next, he would be taking the next step.
Four words.
It's a must. It's a must for Josh Allen. Like, it's a must he has to get to an AFC championship game.
Avoids disaster. It would be a disaster for them to lose at this stage of the playoffs. And they might because they're playing a really good team.
Well, a really good team without, you know, three pieces on their O-line.
Yeah, but man, the most important guy is there.
Wish we could have avoided disaster.
I have a doctor's appointment during our Zoom
fun.
Yesterday, and this is what you guys come up with?
I thought that game
with?
Was fun.
All right, Brock Purdy, three words or less. Describe what a win would mean for him.
What would it mean for
He's
him?
He's in his back.
People are listening to this like they rubberneck.
Yeah, I bow out.
The words are I. That's what he said. That's what it means.
No, I bow out on this one because I'm.
You can't bow out.
Because you got to be counting words in your head and stuff. Come on.
Solidify his spot.
This is very hard.
Solidify his spot. I think it helps. It's one step closer towards him, like solidifying his spot as a starter.
I was going to say the same. Starting next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's starting next year. If he wins the divisional game, he's starting next year. Trey Lance is
sitting I don't know that he's starting next year.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers available?
It could be Aaron Rodgers. It could be Tom Brady. You don't know. He certainly is helping his case.
Yeah.
Helping his case to be
helping his case.
Long,
there you go.
Long time answer solution.
Helping his case on his way. I mean, you have three word combinations. There's only so much you can do.
You know, it's always bleeps and giggles until you get into the seat, and then you know we could always joke around, and all of a sudden it comes to you like,
yeah, kind of like this game.
That's what I'm saying.
He was referring to. He was referring to this segment. Okay.
Three words or less. Describe what a win would mean to Dak Prescott.
It would get people like Max off his back.
That's not three words.
That's not three words.
Well, is it 10 seconds or three words? He didn't change the format 30 times already in the last 4 minutes.
I saw the play. I called an audible at the line of scrimmage. Just go with it. Trust me. 10 seconds. Don't do the three words.
Takes off pressure. Takes off pressure. Each and every game he wins, it takes off a little bit more pressure.
Yeah,
he is right. It shuts guys like me up for another week.
Ooh, that was a nice throw.
Yeah.
That was yours? Shuts guys up like me for 3 weeks?
All right, that's great.
Three words or less.
I threw out the three words thing as soon as I could see the key.
Key
is thinking about the three words, and there's silence. It's no good. We did 10 seconds. Would have been better.
I kind of agree with Max, which I never do.
Yeah.
That the 10 seconds probably, because when you say three words, it's just I'm trying to put it together so we don't sound. I'm trying to put the words together so we don't.
It's not that hard, even though I'm stupid, you know. Three words and explain yourself.
And you wind up saying the same thing for three different guys.
Yeah, you wind up saying the same thing for three different guys.
By the way, and it's even more dramatic if you put it on a clock and you hear tick, tick, tick.
You tell me every day
and then you hear a countdown, 3, 2, 1.
You tell me every day how smart you are.
I'm smart enough to recognize you had to change the segment.
At least there was no way for you guys to possibly know this segment was coming.
Hey, how concerning.
No, it is possible. It's on the rundown, but even though it's on the rundown, until you – did you not just hear me, Mr. Fordham? Until you're sitting in the seat and having to actually do it, Mr. Pat Costello, it's a totally different situation.
Yeah, once
this guy here, this Pat guy, Jay, is unbelievable.
Officer Costello?
If I had a doctor's appointment during our Zoom, I would have told you this.
License and registration,
for going
35
please. And a 26.
Yeah. And he goes
26?
To get a ticket. That's Pat.
In a 25.
You know what I meant to say.
Caffeine,
where are you?
35 and a 26.
Hey, how concerned are we about Jalen Hurts' shoulder?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time for Four Downs.
First down.
Jaguars at Chiefs.
Trevor Lawrence is 34-0 in college and NFL when games are played on Saturday, 2-0 in the NFL. Will Trevor Lawrence finally lose a game on Saturday?
There is no finally losing a game on Saturday. He will lose the game on Saturday against the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand what he did in college. That's great. This is the National Football League. I understand he played in big crowds. I get all that. This is the National Football League. It's a totally different situation. I love when people talk about what somebody did in college. He's been removed from college for two seasons now. This is a totally different situation. They lose.
I think that the Jags cover, and I think that I think every team playing this weekend is on – it could be on upset alert. Like, I could see any team winning, including the Jags, and I'll tell you why, Key. It's not just that Trevor Lawrence is playing better. Man, there's something about Doug Peterson. He is able to make lemonade with lemons when he needs to, win with backup quarterbacks, win in multiple places now, turn around a toxic culture. I'm just saying the Chiefs normally don't cover the spread, and it's a 9-point spread, right? So if that's a one-score game late, man, anything can happen.
Are they winning or are they losing, Max?
Chiefs are going to win.
Okay.
Chiefs are going to win. I'm just saying, like, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm actually a little nervous about this one.
Second down.
Giants at Eagles.
Earlier this week, Jalen Hurts was talking about his shoulder and talked about having a bounty on him.
It's football. I got a bounty on me every week. I go out there on the field, so go out there and just play my game. You know, whatever happens, happens.
How concerning is Jalen Hurts' shoulder in this game?
It's a big concern, and he is correct. Every single week he has a bounty out on him because they try to take him out. He's the main ingredients to what the Eagles do from an offensive output. You saw what they look like with him in the lineup. You saw what they look like with him out of the lineup. So his shoulder is a major concern. I would think that the Philadelphia Eagles would run the ball less on design runs to him. And when he does have to take off and run the football, be smart enough to get out of bounds and smart enough to slide down.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants ought to target him when he's a running back, right? When he runs with the ball, as has been said recently, he's a running back. He should get treated like a running back. And by the way, I know the whole NFL rocks with Jalen Hurts. His teammates love the guy. The whole league loves him, right? But you, those Giants defenders, and they got good guys up front, better hit him hard when he tries to run the ball. Of course you want to knock him out of the game, and it's a huge concern for the Eagles. If I'm an Eagles fan, again, I feel this way about every matchup this weekend. If I'm an Eagles fan, all the pressure is on my team. They're supposed to win, but the quarterback's compromised.
Third down.
Bengals at Bills.
All right, which QB has the most pressure on them, Burrow or Allen?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's the guy with all the pressure on him right now in this situation. We talked about this earlier and throughout the week. Everything that's gone on in the city of Buffalo, where they are now, the opportunity to not have to play Kansas City in Kansas City, but in Atlanta. And on top of that, the hype machine coming into the season. Buffalo was a favorite to go to the Super Bowl. He was a favorite to win the MVP trophy. He's yet to beat Patrick Mahomes. And now he has Joe Burrow up next. If he doesn't win this football game, there's a lot of people that are going to be questioning what type of big-time quarterback in big-time moments is he really come the offseason.
Easily Josh Allen. No one has more pressure, including Dak Prescott or anyone, Mike McCarthy. No one has more pressure on him right now than Josh Allen in the NFL going into this round. Really, this whole season. I'll say this, though, about Joe Burrow, Key. I just get the feeling. Like, remember I said I always thought of you as a clutch player. But I did, too. Some guys, you think, like, they it's not that they don't feel the pressure. It's that they like it. It brings out the best in them, right? Reggie Jackson felt to me like that. Not that he didn't feel it. It's that he liked it. But then there's some dudes who you feel like they don't even feel it. Joe Burrow, to me, there's never a pressure issue with him. He just looks exactly the same no matter what the situation.
Fourth down.
Cowboys at 49ers.
Yesterday, Micah Parsons said on Being an Underdog, what's everybody saying? We hear it. No way the Cowboys are going to win. I think you should feed into it. You should love that stuff. When no one believes in you, that's the best feeling. I really like being the underdog. It's always a great story to tell. Do the Cowboys have a real shot on Sunday?
They do have a real shot, a legit shot. And I know that everybody thinks because of the offense a style of play in San Francisco. They like to run the ball with Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel, mixing things up. And the Dallas Cowboys have struggled at times to be able to stop the run. But if the Dallas Cowboys get up on them the same way they did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you now force Brock Purdy to show us something that we haven't seen coming from behind. Double-digit deficits. Can he do those sort of things? Because he's been riding pretty smooth lately. I mean, everything's been, you know, he's in the car and it's not bumpy. The moment that there's some turbulence and he faced some sort of adversity, are we going to see a guy who was Mr. Irrelevant? Or are we going to see the same guy that we've seen over the last several weeks since becoming the starter?
Yeah, of course Dallas got a shot. Dak Prescott just played a practically perfect game. Arms, legs, everything, leadership, everything you want in a quarterback, checked every box under pressure. And then on top of that, they got the best player on the field in Micah Parsons. To me, he's the guy that made Dallas feel different this year. Like, a lot of weeks they're on the they get on the field, and a lot of weeks it's like, oh, they got the best guy on it. Yeah, they can win this game. Yes, I'm telling you, all these dogs are live in this postseason. We're looking at a graphic now on ESPN, too.
Why did y'all show him that?
Well, let's put it up, because if we show it, people on radio listening on the radio want to know, and on the app.
Why
Mike McCarthy
show back
versus
that?
The 49ers in the postseason. Lost 23-17 in the 2021 wild card game. 2013 wild card. He was with the Packers. Lost 23-20. These are one score games though, but not in 2012 divisional round. That was not a one score game. He lost as the Packers head coach 45-31 to the 49ers. Of course, Key, I don't know what 2012 49ers against the Packers has to do with this game, right?
Well, I mean, other than he keeps losing to San Francisco, That's the only thing it has something to do with. I think if you look, it doesn't. Different teams, different coaches, different players. That was so long ago. This is totally different. Now, they do have a legitimate shot. They've got to figure out how to stop the run. They've got to figure out now, putting the ball in Brock Purdy's hands, you're playing into our defensive philosophy up front to go get the quarterback. The edge rushers can pin their ears back. Bosa along with Armstead and then Warner in the middle doing some things defensively. And then trying to force Dak Prescott into what he's been able to do. Not what he's been able to do lately, but before that when he was throwing all the interceptions. Not what we saw against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You get after him, you reroute CeeDee Lamb and company at the receiver position, you put the hands on him, and you make the Cowboys play your game. And so it's going to be a really good game, but Dallas certainly has an opportunity to win this football game. There's no question about it, because I don't know what Brock Purdy is. And if they play their game and they do what they're supposed to do and shut down that running game and force Brock Purdy to have to throw, it'll be a different game, I believe.
Yeah, this is it will really be a test of Brock Purdy. Like, as you always say, Key, in these situations, a guy like that has to be steady and sound. Even if his team is trailing, even if the pressure's on, as you said, from the quarterback commandments from Bill Parcells, throwing the ball away is a good play, right? Like, don't try to do too much. Stay within striking distance, within spitting distance. And then two or three times a game on third down, you're going to have to make a play, right? If this will be that test for Brock Purdy. But, Key, what if he be him? What if Brock Purdy is that dude?
Well, if he's that dude, then that's a good thing. That means you go into the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Now you are one step closer to the Super Bowl. If he continues this miracle, magical Kurt Warner ride, Nick Foles ride, guys that have stepped in situations and taken their teams to the Super Bowls and have won. That's what he's, you know, and now the tough decisions can be made, right? You Kurt Warner lived to see another day as a Rams starter and got paid money to do it and all of those things where Trent Green was no longer the starting quarterback, but then you could also face the Nick Foles situation where Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, but Carson Wentz gets his job back. So Brock Purdy has a chance to make this very difficult for John Lynch moving forward.
An offensive coordinator lost his job yesterday, but how much blame did he really deserve? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Byron Leftwich, officially fired. Big question of Tampa Bay over the last two seasons is why the Bucs didn't use more play action. Over the past two seasons, the Bucs used play action at the lowest rate in the league, while Tom Brady had the highest QBR on play action. Buccaneers on play action the past two seasons. So percentage of dropbacks, 16%. That's dead last. Brady's QBR, 77, is first. So they did the least what he was the best at. What does this mean for Tom Brady, Key?
For Tom Brady?
If he ain't going to be in Tampa, right? So it doesn't mean probably, anything for him.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to do in terms of his career. If he's going to retire, go to Tampa, move on to Vegas, take a look at San Francisco. I have no idea, and I'm not even getting ready to try to sit up and wreck my brain for the next 30 days trying to figure that out. And we have no idea. So, you know, but in terms of Byron Leftwich, you know, I understand the statistics. Percentage of drop back 16%, Tom Brady, QBR, 77% play action. He does it the best, da-da-da-da. But when is that, like, when? Was it the beginning of the year? Was it a few games? And then all of a sudden they realized that play action wasn't working at the level that they thought it was going to work in a game or two, so they completely scrapped it because nobody was respecting the running game. Like, there's a lot that goes into why a coach – makes a decision.
Yeah, it's not like Byron Leftwich is an idiot who doesn't understand the stat that we just showed. It's not like he didn't have
access to it. Not even that. No, it's not even that, Max. He's watching film. Right. He's not an idiot. He could see, oh, we just called play action such and such and such. Okay, he completed that ball downfield. I don't want to do it anymore. No, he sees it. They chart everything. Everything is charted in-house scouting. They break down everything, play action, down and distance. This is what we do here. This is what we do against this coverage, this front. So it's not like they don't have the information.
You're right.
He didn't all of a sudden lose his marbles overnight. I mean, the guy was just a head coaching candidate, just won a Super Bowl as an offensive coordinator two seasons ago.
He's like, let's say what it is, okay? Bucs had a terrible season. Someone's got to take the fall.
Smells that way to me.
Right. So. Like, let's really look at it. What are the possibilities? Number one, which I think is what it is, the offensive line. Think about this. The offensive line, the strength of the team, really, that allows you to run, affects every part of the game. Defense, secondary, your receiver, everything, right? Marpet retires all of a sudden. What? Marpet? He's not even 30. He's retiring? Right. Then Jensen gets hurt right before the season. What's his name on the left? Signs away with Cincinnati. Went to Cincinnati. His name is slipping my mind. And then the tackle worse gets hurt. That's four of your – that's the whole offensive line is gone.
They've had different combinations on the offensive line. Leonard Fournette's not running
that's
the football
The
receivers have been in and out of the lineup. The defense is not very good, in and out of the lineup. People have been hurt.
But what
it's
I'm
just
saying,
been
Keith,
a
but
bad
I'm
year
is,
for them all the way around.
What I'm saying is – I'm focusing on the line. The reason you can't get anything from – I don't care if you're the best running back ever. If you have a bad O-line, you ain't going to get yards on the ground. And that means it's worse for the quarterback, who also can't move. Et cetera. To me, that's what happened. But a lot of people would say, whatever it is, Brady got older, whatever it is, bottom line is someone's got to take the fall and ain't going to be the head coach.
Yeah, I really want to find out because it smells like ultimatum to me. It just feels like I want you to do something with your staff. And if you don't do something with your staff, I'm going to do something
right.
with you. So it's like, okay, I'll do something with my staff.
Why do GMs
That's what it feels like to me.
Right. Why do GMs fire the coach? Why does the coach get rid of the OC? Because it rolls downhill, right? And you don't want it to roll uphill. So like, you know, of course you're it's not going to say fall on the sword yourself. Of course, someone's not going to give up their job for that.
And having played for that organization and kind of know how they be out, how they operate, with some of their other former head coaches and giving them ultimatums on their what to do with their staff and then firing those guys when they decided I'm not doing what you say. This just smells like that. Gee. So it'd be interesting when I talk to Todd Bowles to really get the real I may never be able to tell you the real down low,
yeah.
But Todd will tell me the real down low.
Oh, that's great. So none of us will know.
I'm 100% sure of that.
So everybody, we should look forward to Keyshawn being enlightened. Hey, Key, I want to get to this, though, because Greg Roman – has resigned. Harbaugh says Lamar will be involved in the OC search. Now, this broke during this just in yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern, yeah. ESPN, hence most. I suggest you check it out. And like, my first read of this, Key, well, listen to Harbaugh at the press conference, and then we'll get into it.
Greg's a great coach, and he did the best he could every single week, every single day. Great family. Another great competitor. So, you know, we leave that era kind of, you know, we move into the next era now in terms of our offense. And I did ask Lamar about it, you know, and he will be involved in it. You know, I'll keep him abreast of what's going on, and I'm sure he'll have some input along the way. But I know his focus, like he told me, is going to be on getting himself ready and getting his guys ready, you know, for next season.
So, Key, my read of that, for as soon as it broke, and I said this on TV, that you tell me if I'm right or wrong. You're a good barometer for this kind of stuff, okay? It sounds to me, to have a press conference say he's the guy, the offense is based on him, he'll be involved in the next, it sounds to me like this. Someone went to ownership and said, guys, the guarantee last year for Russell Wilson is $180 and change. Joe Burrow's coming up, all this. We're going north at two. Forget about Deshaun Watson, okay? Forget about Watson. I'm the GM now talking to the owner. Forget about Watson. The market is moving north of 200. So that's what it's going to cost. Are you giving them the 200 plus or not? And once they get the yes, they have a press conference and say, all right, we want to sign up Lamar Jackson. Because otherwise, you're giving away a lot of leverage if you say something like that without an understanding that you will go there. That's what it sounded like to me.
I don't think they ever said that. I don't think they ever thought that they wouldn't go there. They want him back as a quarterback. That's all the speculation in the media circus about whether or not he wants to be there based on his cryptic tweets that he's reposting.
By the way, they're not cryptic, they're pretty straightforward, right? Like, pay me or I'm out.
and so you look at that, so we form opinions based on some of those things. The Greg Roman situation is interesting because when they drafted him, somebody else was there calling plays, and then all of a sudden Greg Roman took over the play calling because he had some familiarity with that style because he had worked with Kaepernick. So it was kind of like, okay, we could create some unique things around this type of skill set. And he did a pretty good job for a couple years. They didn't give Lamar any extra help. And I'm sure he talked to Lamar, like he said, about the whole situation going down. And I wouldn't be shocked if Lamar said, man, I can't keep this. I need to be able to do what I need to do. I wouldn't be shocked.
They saw what it looked like without Lamar this year, Key. They saw what it looked like with him. They looked around the league at the market. They were so caught up in, Deshaun is not the new market, da-da-da. And then they realized, damn, man, we going north at 200 anyway. Get that money in escrow. Hold a press conference. Let's get this guy signed
up. Whoever the new head coach is going to be, I hope he's a family guy. I hope he has a good family. Because I'm like, Coach Harbaugh, what does that have to do with firing the dude? He talking about, he's a good family. I'm like,
always hear that.
Coaches just, when they have press conferences, they come up with anything.
People bring up family when it really has nothing to do with anything.
It has nothing to do with the
church
family.
Church and family will be used as a cover everything. Doesn't matter what the guy threw an interception. Church
when
and family.
When he said it, though, Max, I was like.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mike McCarthy answered all the questions. What about Dak coming up?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.